Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your temptress, Sassy. You're here because you're ready to be teased, warmed up, ignited. You've selected the right story. This one is H.O.T., sizzling, in fact. Before I start the naughty story, let me remind you to stay for a special offer code that will save you money at adamandeve.com. But first, sit back, relax, and enjoy A Girl Gone Wild.
I'm really more reserved than this story sets me up to be, but once I've had a few drinks, and by a few I mean four, I have this thing about being naked. Well, maybe not naked like a stripper, but naked like a peep show. Sometimes I just lean forward a little and let guys get a peek down my top at my creamy, milky, swaying breasts. Other times I pull up my shirt and give a quick flash. It depends, I think, on whether I'm in a bar or restaurant or a dance club or outside or in a moving vehicle. The flash is totally a moving vehicle kind of stunt, while the let 'em look down the top is more of a lean on the table or bar move. Totally Girls Gone Wild, I know, but I've been doing this for years and never once did I end up on video. At least, no video that I know about. I guess I was doing it in normal bars in normal towns and not at crazy drunken spring break fests. Now, it doesn't count as stripper naked if I'm skinny dipping. At least that's how I look at it. If the weather is warm and there is a body of water anywhere around, then I'm likely to strip down for a swim. I may then climb out of the water and lay around naked. But I'm not pole dancing. I'm relaxing. Well, as this particular story goes, I saw this really hot guy, and I checked him out before the drinks. So I wasn't beer goggling or apple vodka martini goggling either. And knew he started out hot and was still hot. And he was sitting across a trendy, upscale little martini bar from me. I was sitting at a bar table, one of the tall ones with the tall chairs, and he was in a booth, so his eye level was about my crotch, which gave me the idea. I'd been making some eye contact now and again, smiling, glancing, pushing my auburn hair behind my ears, you know, that sort of thing. I couldn't flash the breasts because of the difference in height, what with me being too high and whatnot. Also, the boob flash is more for shock than it is for pickup, and I was definitely trying for a pickup. In addition, I think I may have been tossed out on my shapely ass if I really flashed someone in this bar, what with the velvet ropes and having to know someone or blow someone just to get in reputation it had. I'd done the whole basic instinct, cross and uncross my legs, giving him a flash of panty. He was definitely looking, but I wasn't getting any buying signals. Could I get more obvious? Of course I could. I stood, pulled my clingy top down so it displayed my ample tits, sashayed my way past him, thrusting my luscious breasts out and swaying my hips side to side, pausing at the corner of the bar before, with one last lingering look, I walked down the hallway to get in the long-ass line for the women's room. Okay, so I didn't pull the top down to display my tits. I did adjust it so it was a tighter fit that showed off my cleavage more, however. Well, I got his attention, and the attention of about half the guys in the bar. But he still wasn't getting up and making his way over to me. I mean, seriously, I'm making an effort here, and all I wanted was for him to walk about 15 paces to me, buy me a drink, then take me to my place where I'd climb on top of him and fuck him cross-eyed. A girl does want some of that old-time romance, after all. So I removed my panties. On my way back from the bathroom, I stopped right at his table, as though to adjust the strap of my little fuck-me pumps, and then, upon straightening back up, placed my balled-up undies on the table, right next to his glass. I looked him right in the eyes, licked my lips, and said loud and clear, "Oops, I appear to have lost my panties. You can return them to me at my car, the blue BMW convertible." Before he could react at all, I had picked up my purse, tossed money on the table to cover my bill, and a tip, and was out the door. I was leaning against the trunk of my car when he came up to me. "I believe these belong to you," he said it so seriously I was wondering if I had made a mistake. Then he put both hands on either side of my hips and leaned in hard, pressing himself between my legs, forcing them apart and making my skirt ride up my thighs. Smiling, I said, "Why, yes, those do look like mine. I do believe I may have misplaced them in the bar. I can't be sure, however, in this light." "Well, what do you suggest?" he joked back. I was enjoying this banter, this foreplay we had going. "I imagine that if those truly are mine, they'd have my signature scent." Well, that made his eyes pop out a bit. Then he lifted the wet panties up to his nose, buried his face in them, and really inhaled. I was getting pretty hot about this time. Okay, I was already hot and horny. I was about melting by this time. Sweet and creamy. Good combination, he said after lowering the panties from his face. Then he lifted me up by my hips, putting me fully onto the trunk of my car, slid my skirt all the way up, pushed my thighs even further apart, and buried his head right into my pussy. He sniffed, tasted, licked, sucked, and nearly caused me to die right there. When he came up for air, he had a big, wet smile on his face. Yep, these must be yours. Same scent, same taste. I'd planned on taking him back to my place for a wham-bam and thank you very much, don't let the door hit you on the ass fuck, but I couldn't wait, and I guess he couldn't either. He unzipped his pants, pulled out the largest, hardest beast of a cock I've ever seen, pulled me down to the edge of the car, and then rammed that lovely one-eyed snake up into me, massaging my breast with one hand while the other steadied me in place and his tongue danced along my neck and into my mouth. God, he was great. I came almost immediately. After a little bit, he turned me around, bent me over the car, and went at me from behind. I think I scratched up the paint on the trunk with my rings and bracelets as I tried to hang on. I didn't really care then, and don't really care now. I'm surprised there isn't a permanent dent for my body by the way it was slammed and pressed into that car. I came again. And again. Finally, he pulled out and turned me back around. I knew exactly what he wanted. And my mouth was watering as I dropped to my knees. I got gravel embedded in my kneecaps, but I didn't really care. I wrapped my wet, swollen lips around that dripping hard cock of his and sucked him, bobbing up and down, tonguing the tip and fondling his balls until I knew he was totally going to lose it. He came in big spurts, and I loved every last drop. I straightened up, thanked him for finding and returning my favorite panties. He held on to them, saying, I think I have to hold on to these. You don't seem to be very responsible, and they are much too precious to chance losing again. He pocketed them and strolled away back into the bar. Sometimes I wish I'd given him my name and number, but as it is, I'll just have to savor the memory of one of the greatest fucking nights I've ever had.
Wasn't that steamy?
I knew you wouldn't be disappointed.
As promised, that offer code to make your own steamy situation. Go to adamandeve.com, do some shopping, and at checkout, type offer code SASSY. That's S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item. 3 free adult DVDs and a free mystery gift. So do some shopping. Well, that's all for now on Sassy's Erotic Tales. Tune in next week for another story that's sure to get your juices flowing.